Hello everyone, this is Lady Adnor, and I'm pleased to bring you a wonderfully written piece by Ender Andrew, titled The Diary of Eva Grace, Volume 1, Told by Eva Grace. I didn't write these things as they happened. I didn't even know how to write then in rune, or use parchment and quill. Nor did I have time to sit and collect my thoughts at the time, but it seems I have all the time in the world now. But my story is true, as well as I remember it. They say I was one of the first to cross over in ages. The lunar rifts had been dormant for some time. No one had seen a new outlander in years. And how was I supposed to know that the timing was bad, and that there was some prophecy forthcoming? I don't remember precisely what happened or how I ended up here, save for the first sight of the etheric energy of the moon tower, and the blue glow of the lunar rift behind me. I feared that I was mad or trapped in some lucid dream. Years later, I'm left wondering if my life before was the dream. I had a lover I left behind, but now I don't fully remember his face. I only remember that I once remembered it. He is like the sun that has already slipped past the horizon. I can still see the glowing outline of what once was. Would he remember me? Did his life move on without me? To say I was confused is a gross understatement. The town guard surrounded me. As Nicholas the guard questioned me, I could only offer questions myself in response. Though he felt it impossible, he worked out that I was an outlander, an off-worlder. It still seems so impossible that I'm on another planet, until I look up the moonlit sky, and I see the alien horror and wonder of the Dedalus staring down at me. I was taken before Lord Enmar, who had heard tales of outlanders before, although they were much fewer in number when I arrived. He charged Captain Dreyfus with finding me work so I wouldn't be a debtor or a burden on the town. My life of relative comfort on Earth hadn't prepared me for a day of truly honest labor here. I assisted different people in town with their tasks, hoping to find one I was good at, where I could apprentice and earn my keep. I'm ashamed to admit I wasn't good at any of them. I was a writer back home, and I simply didn't know any other trades. I couldn't even pass as a bard here, and no one would understand my stories, nor would they have any frame of reference. At first, I wondered if I could use my knowledge from Earth to further technology here, perhaps become rich or help find a way home. But even my basic knowledge of electronics and physics proved worthless here. After stumbling across a magnetic rock, I could produce nothing by rotating it around the thin copper wire quickly. And yet, this world has its own forces and energies unlike nothing I have seen at home. There were radios supposedly powered by the moon and etheric energies. I sat in the tavern laying out my problems and ordered a cocktail. Thomas was confused. He had mead, wine, ales, and lagers, but no one here knew much about mixing juices and distilled alcohol. It was literally a foreign concept to them. I realized perhaps that the only thing I had to offer this world was the ability to mix and pour drinks they had never tried. Thomas was a good barkeep in his own right. I had decided on my new fate, and that I would save some coin and find a town that needed my services tending bar and pouring drinks. I knew I wouldn't stay in Owl's Head. I just hadn't realized how soon I would be leaving.
Echoes. 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 From the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.